There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program, where if you snooze, you lose. I'm sure I'm the first person that ever said that, right? Jennifer, you think that I'm, can you quote me and go far and wide with that?
As the great Doug Stephan said, if you snooze, you lose.
The great Doug Stephan, I like that. Good for you. Good day time. I gave you that already, though, right? I don't want to be redundant. McFadden's here. Kessler's here. Stephan's here.
Body, yes.
And what, you got a problem, too? What's your problem?
I have no problems.
Sounds to me like you got a problem.
Just getting those locomotion wheels running, man.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on,
baby. A little
bit
more caffeine, and I'll be running full speed.
Wait a minute. You should be using Super Beats. No caffeine. What's the matter with you?
I just took my Neo 40.
All right. We'll talk about that in a minute. First, though, names in the news. Jonathan Pollard, first on the list. Why is everybody talking about this? This has been a controversial issue since Pollard was sentenced to life in the slammer back in 1987. Who remembers that? He worked for the Navy, remember? Pled guilty to giving classified documents to Israel.
Uh-oh.
His supporters, including the people who were in Israel, said the sentence was very harsh and have been fighting for a long time to get him out.
What kind of information was it? Do we know what he said?
He said, well, it wasn't what he said, it's what he sort of did what, it was, for the time, the same sort of thing as Snowden. Yeah, that kind of stuff, except it was inside information. It really amounted to Israel spying on America, in a sense, from what I remember. Some think that this, at the moment, has something to do with the Iran nuclear deal. Israel's not happy. Releasing Pollard could be us trying to smooth things over with Israel. What do you think about that? U.S. says, of course the two are not connected to that. Of course they're connected. What else? Hello, ding, 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 ding. I have reduced the situation in the world down to Cain versus Abel. You realize that all of the trouble, the Israeli problem with the Muslims, all of it is down to Cain and Abel. And to show you how ludicrous it is that we have all this fighting going on and we're not really, we better be getting serious about trying to settle this stuff because it's getting worse every day. I use the Turkey thing where the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds and everybody's whooping it up over there. Imagine that you're on the main street in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
And you have on the main street in Charleston a Lutheran church, a Baptist church, a Presbyterian church, and a Methodist church. And the various members of these churches, the congregations, go out in the street with guns and start shooting each other.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, but that's what's going on. That's the same. You can use that analogy specifically to try to make sense out of, if you can, the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds and whatever smaller sects there are. Those are the largest sects. And they are all Muslims and they all want to kill each other. That's how crazy this all is. And Pollard, and it all just, you know, we don't want the Israeli state. Why don't we want? Well, because it's ours, the Palestinians say. And those dirty Jews, they're taking everything over and ruining the world. So we want to kill them all. And so all of the heightened hoo-ha that goes with it, including things like Pollard and what he was doing. I mean, I don't know what motivated the guy. I'm just barely able to remember. This thing was 30 years ago. I remember his name, and I remember that he got caught spying for Israel, and we sent him away for a long, long time. So now President Obama says, well, let's let him out of jail.
I can't imagine that makes Israel feel any better about what's going on, because they let somebody out of jail.
Listen, you never can tell, but as I said.
I mean, on the heels of passing what's going to be a horrible thing for them, you know.
All right, next name in the news is Joyce Mitchell.
Who's she?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
She smuggled a hacksaw into...
You say it.
Go ahead. No, you say it.
Just... She put the hacksaw on the ground meat. I like her.
Well, she has pled guilty, Your Honor, to aiding and abetting the escape of those two guys. And one
Matt
of them,
and Sweat.
Yeah, right. One of them did. Yep. So what does she get for that? They obviously have the goods on her, so she pleads guilty to avoid a trial, saves the state some money.
Smart. So and I think she got, what, like 7 years or something?
Is that what came down to, 7, 8 years? I think I heard that.
Yeah, and apparently there was something about, she had said that part of the master plan was to take her husband out.
Yeah.
Right, and that she wasn't going to do that. And that. She didn't know about that.
Right, so they couldn't corroborate, or that the guy that they caught didn't corroborate her story, so she got off the hook on that.
Yeah. Okay, next name in the news is Tom Brady. Brady is a cheating, crooked scumbag.
What?
Tom Brady is
you
a
like
cheating. I don't like him anymore.
You know
not
what?
After I found out that he destroyed
his cell phone.
Whatever evidence there was that was on him, he's a bum.
I just, you know, this is such a stupid thing. We talked about it. Why doesn't the NFL just bring their own balls to the game? Come on.
Never mind. Well. But it's still the ego. These guys think they're above. I remember Brady saying, you saw it in all the local papers here in Boston. Oh, I'm going to get off. I'll be exonerated. I didn't do anything wrong. Well, you know,
is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so. I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules.
Yeah, of course you did.
But you know what?
What?
It's still another case of they couldn't convict him on what they accuse him of. So
which
they
is what?
Throw the book out.
What do you mean they didn't?
They still say it's probable.
What do you think? Come on. You're an intelligent, grown man.
You know
you're
going
to try to defend him?
I don't care.
You don't care. So what kind of a lesson would that be your son?
It's not a court of law.
You're right. No, it isn't a court of law.
But
you're
you know
right
what?
About that.
The fact
it's an example.
We're
well,
the same thing down here with the former governor of Virginia. They could not convict him on what they said.
Richie, you
he
and
did.
I agree on this
Bill
most of the time.
Don't like him, but they never convicted him on what they said he did.
You and I don't argue about this most of the time, but in this case, there's something about Brady and his arrogance.
He's arrogant.
He's let it go to his head.
If you don't have the goods, you don't get the conviction.
What is it? If you did the crime, you do the time.
But they can't. I just can't.
Fred Dreyer said that all these guys do it. That every quarterback has something that they do, whether it's wearing a glove.
Is that
or
right?
Putting some kind of traction
right?
on their hand. But what I'm getting at is why the NFL doesn't control this if they know that
they
every
don't
quarterback
have to.
Has a system.
They don't
you know
have
what?
To. It's all
go
about
back
the
to baseball
money.
And how Congress gets into the investigation of steroids.
They have no business.
But this is a little different. I mean, he was accused of deflating the balls, and that's what he's getting in trouble for. I don't understand what you're saying.
He was obviously involved in it.
MLB basically turned their back and said, you guys do whatever you need to
so
do.
So why did they come down with this decision, then, Rich? Why?
Because they are worried about looking bad.
Oh, really?
The NFL.
Maybe they ought to look at all the dead football players there are and their complicity, whatever that...
Well, that's another thing they got on their hands.
All right. Okay. Next name in the news is Donald Trump.
The Trumpster.
I know him.
He is now, according to a statistic that's in most of the news media today, somebody, one person or one organization studied how much time the various candidates are getting in the broadcast news network, nightly newscasts. And would you believe that the Donald is getting more coverage than all the other candidates combined? Every Democrat, Republican, makes no difference. Trump gets more time and has since before he announced than anybody else.
Well, he's the only one who's a TV star.
He is.
And he's the only one who's interesting.
He's the only one who's saying anything, whether it makes a difference or not.
Did you hear what he said yesterday on CNN?
What?
I mean, I'd love that because she...
Is it Sarah Palin, by the way.
Right. I'd love that because she really is somebody that knows what's happening. And she's a special person. She's really a special person. And I think people know that. And she's got a following that's unbelievable. I still have people saying, oh, get Sarah's support. Get Sarah's support. No matter where I go, everybody loves her. And she's got a tremendous... Now, she has, like me, she's got some people that don't exactly love us. And we understand who they are. And you sort of forget about that. But she has... A tremendously
was the question when you put her on the ticket with you? Is that the question?
Not the ticket, but in his administration.
Ah, okay.
Would she have a job somewhere in his administration? He'd love that.
There you go. All right.
But Donald and Palin.
And Sarah Palin. They're 16 and change FBI. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. All of us are here to challenge you because we're at the end of our self-proclaimed heart health challenge in Heart Health Month here on Good Day. If you're over 40, your nitric oxide levels have dropped. And that means that your circulation isn't what it used to be. The old red heart, it ain't what it used to be. Ain't what it used to be. Ain't what it used to be. So fix your arteries by using...
I was just seeing where this was going to go.
What did you just say?
Yeah, I was just waiting for the rest of the
hold on a second. Jennifer, what did you just... You just groaned.
I just groaned a little.
Disrespectful. It was very disrespectful. Yeah, I know.
It was letting a little air out of my lungs.
Superbeats just called. They said, update your music.
Really? To something that's, in the last 20 years?
Yeah, at least.
All right. So let's talk
about... please. I'd love to hear the rest of the song. How does it end?
It ends with us losing this client, so let's keep going. Let's make this better. Oh, my heavens. Nitric oxide. Okay, we all know.
We love Super Beats. Yes, we do.
I do. That's even better. I like that. Oh, the doo-dah day. Oh, okay. The Good Day Heart Health Challenge. When you purchase two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. Super Beats, the free... book on nitric oxide that is very helpful. These free saliva testing strips and free shipping. Neo 40 and Super Beats. And by the way, don't forget the new black cherry flavor. This is a tested, patented, working plan for you to boost nitric oxide levels, get the blood pressure down where it's supposed to be, or keep it where it's supposed to be, and get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs, to every place it needs to go to keep you healthy and living a long and prosperous life. 800, isn't that interesting? I can promise prosperity. I can promise good health, and that oftentimes leads to prosperity. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that number to call, 800-655-4183. Order the Neo 40 capsules. Take them every day. We all do it. And then we have we have a glass of Super Beats during the day, so it keeps everything flowing wonderfully well. It'll pick you up. It'll keep you awake. It'll get you going. 800-655-4183, or please visit DougLikesBeats.com.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount, and you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99. Select drumsticks, 10 pair for $10. An 88-key digital piano for just $199. Or a Newmark turntable for just $69. Don't miss Guitar Center's back-to-school savings now through Sunday.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Watch my life pass me by in the rearview mirror. Pictures frozen in time are becoming clearer. I don't want to waste another day stuck in the shadow of my mistakes. Yeah, cause I want you and I feel you crawling underneath my skin like a hunger.
All right, one in wonder time. Put your thinking caps on or turn on Shazam. This is the number one song from this week in 2006. You got to tell us who the singer is in order to get the prize, which is a nice supply, a sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray, which is a must-have at this time of year for anybody's home. So if you call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist, you will win the prize. We'll get you on the air. This is a man that I would say has become a household name, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, let me give some clues on this one because it's a tough one. Yeah. This is the first husband of Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And this guy used to be in 98 Degrees, but then he went by himself.
Yeah.
Shunned the group for a little while, and this is what he came up with. So that's why he's back with 98 Degrees.
Yeah. Well, but he did some television hosting.
Yeah,
he seemed to be a fairly likable guy.
Definitely.
Didn't you think he was kind of likable?
Yeah, definitely. On NBC, he hosted this thing off, which you liked, that acapella.
I think he's a likable guy, frankly.
Yeah.
Born in Harlan, Kentucky, his family moved. He attended school for creative and performing arts in Cincinnati, which is quite a good school. I worked in Cincinnati for a while at CKY, and it was, and I think that's where this program was born in Cincinnati when I was working there. He rose to fame as the lead singer of the group 98 Degrees, multi-platinum boy band that Jennifer loves. I starred in the reality TV series with his wife. It was called Newlyweds. Remember that, Jennifer? You must have watched that.
I do, yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's see here. As an actor, he's appeared in Charmed, One Tree Hill, Hawaii 5-0. He's also appeared in a couple of reality series with and without his ex-wife. Recently, he appeared as the host of The Sing-Off, that Jennifer just alluded to. Released 4 solo albums, but What's Left of Me was his only number one pop single hit. Sold well over 1 million copies. So, who is this guy? 888-302-3684. Let's see, here's a clue. His last name was confused sometimes with what happens with children that go home after school to an empty house.
That's right.
You like that?
Yeah. I actually just got the right answer on Facebook. Scott just instant messaged me the right answer. So, Scott, call in. Come on.
We give you. So, you know, we don't do that. Kenny, we probably should do that. Richie's an advocate of doing these contests. Some of them on Facebook and Twitter and social
Scott's
media.
Not eligible, though.
He's not? Oh, okay.
Hey, by the way, our station in Montana.
Oh, come on, Scott. Get with it, will you? What'd you say, by the way?
That's
what
why didn't call.
This guy was
trying to get him a super secret prize. Thanks for ruining it, Ken.
What'd you say, Richie?
This guy was on the show.
Yeah, we've had him on this program.
Years ago, and you and he talked about, commiserated about Cincinnati. Where
sure,
from.
Yeah. Spielberg from there. And, yeah. And, yeah, there's quite a few people, yeah, as you mentioned, who it's kind of a sleepy town and flies under the radar for the most part. But, you know, it's certainly got a lot of tradition, a lot of history, and a lot of pride and all that. So,
good job, Richie. All right, hurry up. Get this guy on the air. Who is this? We got one person that may have the right. It's funny how this stuff works. We have fits and starts. What? Fits and starts?
He doesn't have the right answer.
All right. Nick Lachey. That's how you pronounce his name correctly, right? Nick
Lachey.
Lachey.
Yes.
Nick Lachey was the producer and the singer What's Left of Me, a number one tune during this week in 2006 on the One Hit Wonder Contest.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Summertime is here. We're out there barbecuing, enjoying ourselves. The sun's out. We're having a grand old time. But there are 5 very dangerous barbecue foods for your dogs. Ribs. Any meat on a bone is a recipe for disaster when it comes to your dog. It's likely your dog will want to chew the bone, and that can really get stuck in their digestive tract. Corn on the cob, the same problem. Dogs love corn on the cob, but the large cob can cause intestinal blockage as well. Too much fatty meat. While hamburger meat and steak isn't toxic for dogs, ingestion of too much of these fatty meats can result in pancreatitis. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Onion, whether it's being used as burger garnish or chopped up, should be kept away from your dogs entirely. And stay away from those desserts. That's really important. We want to make sure that your dogs enjoy the barbecue as much as you do. Bring some of their own fresh treats out instead of giving them things off the barbecue. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Stephan. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Stephan, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Like...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Put your shoes and socks on. Let's get at it. Jennifer, no bare feet, please.
No way. I'm wearing bare feet and you can't stop me.
You're wearing them?
Yeah. Yep. How do you wear bare feet? I actually have bare feet as well, now that I think about it. I don't often think. I put my feet up on a little stool to keep me sitting straight. It's good for my back.
Oh, the squatty potty.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Is that what you're using?
You're so funny. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. I'm making, last night we didn't eat together, so I fixed some fish and veggies for myself. And it was left over, so I mixed it with some minestrone soup.
Oh, you and your mixes.
You are so weird. Did you throw some ice cream and super beets in there, too?
How old was the fish, by the way?
It was a can of crab meat that I'd had around for a while.
That sounds delicious.
Mm. That was very good. We have a doctor on call in a moment. In a moment. All right, speaking of doctors, do you hear about this buzzard, this dentist story at DougSteffen.com? Today, the fellow is from Minnesota, getting a lot of heat, as well he ought to, after he hunted down and killed a lion in Zimbabwe. Say it again, Doug, Zimbabwe. I think I just heard you playing an excerpt from an interview that suggested he paid $50,000, Richie, $54,000 to track down and kill this.
People go big game hunting in Africa all the time, and they pay Zimbabwe.
What do you get out of that? What do you get out of hunting and killing?
Well, remember, one of the most famous images from that is actually Donald Trump's son, Eric.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember
Don
that.
Jr.
Remember all the heat that he... Yeah.
The argument is that they are conservationists.
Well, this is a protected lion.
Right, and that they cull the herds, so they take the weakest of the herd, and it actually helps keep the herds alive. But that's not quite what this guy did.
No.
What I don't know is whether it's his fault or not, because he paid
his fault?
A guy.
He played the gun. He shot the gun.
It was a bow. He shot the bow.
Really?
And then, but he paid a guy $50,000 to take him on a trip, so it's all, you know, through the proper channels. But then somehow they coax out a well-known, very popular, GPS-tracked by the government lion out of the preserve.
Cecil.
Cecil. And get him out of the preserve and then shoot him outside there. So that's what I'm trying to figure out is whose fault is that really? Is that the person that took him on the hunting trip's fault, the guide?
Or? I think it was the guide's fault because they know all the rules, the regs. They live there. They know who's protected, who's not. They know what the government tracked animals look like.
You know what happens to guys like this? Now he's foolish enough and egotistical enough to have done what he did without thinking about what the ramifications would be because he wanted to bring a lion's head home, stuff it, and stick it on his wall.
I don't think you can legally, wink, wink.
Because they beheaded the lion.
Skinned it.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to bring that stuff home.
Well,
but I know some people figure out ways around that.
So here's now what happens to guys like this. Hello, welcome to the news media. Welcome to the world of 2015 where there are no secrets.
Yeah,
everything
very
gets exposed.
Small.
So now people are digging around in this guy's history. All right? I'm looking at a report on the AP this morning. This is not the first time he's been in trouble for hunting. He pled guilty in 2008 for lying to a federal agent about where he shot a black bear in Wisconsin. Got fined for that.
Oh,
he's licensed. He's able to he practices in Minnesota.
He could kill the black bear. He just did it outside of the hunting grounds.
What I'm saying. Now, every bit of dirt on this guy is going to surface. His career will be over. His practice will be done.
Well, and he's getting death threats and stuff. Because
of course.
I cannot believe. I think it's sad. I love a nice lion. Okay, I don't love lions, but it's sad. I mean, obviously.
I love a lion. Animal.
Right? But at the same time, people are so outraged about this lion when they're not outraged by a lot of
the killing in the Middle East. Yeah.
There's ISIS going on.
Oh,
there's the Planned Parenthood, disgusting pictures of babies going on. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff that people are not commenting on as much as this lion.
But here's the story in the personal level, a personal vein, is that this guy has just ruined his career by not thinking. Now, here's
you're going to get whacked.
Four times I've tried. Can I finish? Just four times I want to finish this story. Give me one more second, then you guys all
just... We might listen. Go ahead.
Oh, gee, really? What I'm trying to... To make my point about what happens with social media, they've dug up some old stuff that in 2006 he was charged with sexual harassment by one of his patients. He admitted to nothing but agreed to pay off a receptionist $127,000. So this all now will surface again. This guy will be labeled a scumbucket and he's done. So all of this in the name of one's ego. I'm going to go out and I'm going to kill me a lion. Yeah. See how much good that does for you, pal.
You know what I thought when we did this? That was very interesting, Doug, by the way. When they were talking about culling herds yesterday when I was and how good it is for the animal in general, I was like, think about with humans. We don't do that. We save the weak.
Mm-hmm.
And
look at immigration.
What does it do? I just started thinking about humanity and how we save the weak, and what does that do for humanity versus just driving down the road thinking about all this yesterday, and you know the slowest gazelle gets eaten, and it keeps all the fastest gazelles.
The guy
in the field
that puts his firecrackers on his head.
Right. Exactly.
He gets what he deserves. So this dentist just got what he deserved.
Maybe.
That's it. Well, he's still around.
And then, but he, in this circumstance, will lose everything. Does he deserve to lose everything? In some people's minds, the answer is yes. I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Is Jennifer right? There are a lot more serious problems in the world? Yes. But in this particular instance, this is a bad lesson, or it's a good lesson, but it's a bad precedent. You can talk about culling herds of horses, herds of donkeys, herds of cows. Happens. That's the reality. But there's a way of doing it. There's a humane way of doing it. And I was listening to a CD.
Nothing's humane out in the Serengeti.
No. Well, but is it? There's an interesting Paulo Coelho, about whom you've heard me discuss some of his works in the last month or so.
I love playing his game in swimming pools.
I know you do. He has found some information from biblical times, and some of the philosophical points that are made by the information that he found are trailblazing. One of them has to do with the rhythm of life, with the order of things, and things that we find, I do, because I don't like to see animals killed. You heard me talking about going to the dentist last month and sitting in the chair and watching Animal Planet and all these animals eating other animals. And how disgusted
that's like, stop it.
I was with it. But yet it is the rhythm of life.
Yeah.
The gazelle eats the grass, the lion runs out and eats the gazelle. And then,
grass-fed.
Well, yeah, grass-fed.
Yeah, the
gazelle.
Difference between that kind of hunting, though, is that that's really hunting for sport and game more than anything else. I mean, hunting is necessary. I mean, we'd be overrun by deer or stuff like that here in the U.S. if people didn't hunt them and eat them. But it's a different thing. If you hunt the meat to eat the meat, I think it's so much different than if you just hunt an animal or put something on your wall.
I was watching that show, The Zoo, last night.
Yeah, oh, my God. I can't even begin to think that's a show that people should watch.
It's, you know, it's getting
interesting. We should talk about this later because Dr. Ron.
Yeah, we should. You're right. We need Dr. Ron in here. All right. The thought about this that I will leave you with, when you think about a man who lures an animal like this into a situation where he can shoot it. It took a long time for the animal to die, and some people will tell you that he deserves to get the same treatment. Why is a human life more important than an animal? And that's the message that comes from this CD, and that's something worth talking about. Actually, we can ask Ron about that. Let's do that in a moment. And how it may fare, he's not a veterinarian, but I bet he has friends who are, and they're just as devoted to saving animal life as Ron is devoted to saving human life. What's the difference? What's the comparative? We'll talk about that in a minute here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. Summer is here, and many of you may be feeling like your finances are standing in the way of your dream vacation. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 68% of Americans haven't taken their dream vacations yet. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Dream vacations look different to every traveler. For me, it's about exploring local flavors. This summer, you can win one of four incredible trips through Travel and Leisure's Dream Vacation Sweepstakes, brought to you by Bank of America. Enter to win via the Travel and Leisure website. In the meantime, get a head start on planning your own dream vacation by using the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to earn unlimited 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases. I love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, so I can savor the flavors of my dream vacation without breaking the bank.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
All right, 15 before the hour, 45 after, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're joined now by Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has, for my money, one of the most important medical newsletters in our country. It's called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can sign up for it by going to his website, drhoffman.com. All right, so you've been listening, Ron, to us talk here a little bit about the difference between you working to save human life and perhaps a veterinarian friend of yours. I don't know if you have any friends that are vets, but their dedication to saving animal life. And how, if that conversation were to take place, would you try to value? Some people try to tell us that human life is more valuable than animal life. I'm sure if you got into that discussion with a veterinarian, it'd be quite a lively conversation, wouldn't you think?
Well, absolutely. You know, I do have veterinarian colleagues, and it's actually of interest to me that veterinarians in some ways are permitted to do more using natural methods than conventional doctors. So, for example, you know, when I talk to my vet colleagues, I talk about the supplements that I use sometimes for humans, and they go, oh, yeah, we've been using those for animals for a long time. So, and maybe animals are getting better care than humans.
Yeah, there. How about that for something to contemplate? There's no health care plan either from the administration. It's just, what do you do to take care of your dog or your cat or your pet? You go further. I couldn't tell you how much money I spent on Charlotte in the last year of her life. And it didn't make any difference to me. I would have spent whatever it took to keep her alive and healthy. And one of my very close friends, the vet that I loved in California that took care of Charlotte, said to me, why don't you have pet insurance? She was too old. But there is. That's a big business now.
Yeah, I have it for my dogs. I spent $6,000 on one of them's leg.
Right. And then you got the insurance after that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, right.
$5 a month each, so $70 a month.
Yeah, right. It's a very practical way of looking at it. All right, so food for thought. Your current Intelligent Medicine newsletter asks whether or not your doctor is a psychopath. And at first blush, you look at that and think, oh, a psychopath is usually intelligent, but somewhat manipulative. So where did you want to go with this?
Well, first, you know, there's clickbait there for sure, because
clickbait.
Surely my doctor is not Ted Bundy. You know, my doctor is not, a dictator of a major country. This is based on the idea that that successful people may have a touch of psychopathy. That being a psychopath, it's not an all or nothing thing. You're either a good person or a serial killer. That psychopathy is a series of traits that, like not having a conscience, being very self-absorbed, being amoral, and clearly there is some element of that among some doctors, and that can be very dangerous for patients. So we give people tips on how to spot that trait in their health practitioner.
Any of them examine you?
Well, you know, I have to say, I thought about that. You know, it's a little risky when you put out an article like that. Yeah. But there's a self-test in there where you can actually test yourself to see how you are on the psychopathy scale. Mm. And I scored very, very low.
Oh, okay, good. You say you're not really a psychopath.
Maybe I'd be a better doctor if I scored a higher.
I was just wondering how, as a radio person, I would do... because sometimes I play a doctor, even though I practice without a license. I'm not ashamed to acknowledge that I have a good deal of expertise, self-taught in medicine.
Well, it's interesting about radio hosts. They actually did a survey, and it turns out that while psychopathy is about 1% of the general population, it's about 5% among radio hosts. I think we know some of them.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. Hey, what about, let's spend a minute on medical marijuana. There is a study that came out this past week about its risk to teenagers. I don't know about medical marijuana, marijuana in general. I had a fellow on the program who was an advocate, a smoker, and he's trying to keep his children from smoking marijuana. And I said, they're going to do what you do. He says, no, they won't. I said, well, I want to put some money on it. But I guess in general, this suggests that the younger you are, the more impactful this stuff is getting it into your brain and not getting it out of your brain. Is that right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's a tough stretch for us baby boomers, you know, telling our kids and eventually our grandkids not to do what precisely we did.
But
clearly there is the problem, I think, is that kids at a younger and younger age are beginning to be exposed to this. You know, when I was, you know, in that era, it all started later. It wasn't like we were doing this in junior high school.
Right.
That's the concern. You know, it may have much more of a profound effect on brain development when introduced very early.
Yeah, so it's something to be careful of or stay away from. Easier said than done. Some people say, oh, no, it's not going to hurt anybody. All right, so Dr. Hoffman's newsletter again. If you want to see if your doctor fits into the psychopath category, you may want to sign up for it right now. Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, do that at drhoffman.com. Ron, thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Good to have you here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Let's get to animal talk, not the pet show. I've upgraded Warren Eckstein. Animal talk. Yakety yak. The yak talks back. Ever talk to a yak, Warren?
I have had a great conversation with a yak one day.
And who won the yakking contest?
I lost the argument, Doug.
No.
He out-yacked me.
Congratulations. Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend here, to talk in a minute about the trend of no-kill dog shelters spreading around the country. Something good, something important, something worthwhile. I'll tell you my experiences. Warren is somebody who believes that an obstacle is often a stepping stone. He's made that very clear during his career, and so I'm always happy to have him here. I consider him a great friend. He was a good friend to Charlotte. So we'll get to the pet issues of the day in a moment. First, let's think about another issue that you have, keeping bugs out of your home, keeping bugs away from your family, and using a completely natural and organic pest control solution to do that. That's why so many people are talking about Cedarside. Cedarside is a non-toxic answer to the problems that you have this time of year with bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and mites and scorpions and roaches and so many more problems. Cedarside has every single product that you could possibly imagine to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn insect-free, chemical-free for the whole growing season. And if you'd like to get more information on what products they have, simple, go to cedarside.com, C-E-D-A-R-C-I-D-E, cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug and you'll get free shipping at D-O-U-G. Or you can call them and have a conversation with them. They're at 800-842-1464 to fight Mother Nature. You use Mother Nature. What a clever idea. 800-842-1464, cedarside.com. This is the, without stretching this at all, the best company that I've ever found. I don't like a lot of these chemicals around, especially on my farm. That's why Cedarside is everywhere this year at my place, and it ought to be at your place. Call to order 800-842-1464 or order online at cedarside.com.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1, ends 8-1.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend on hundreds of great radio stations. He's been doing it for a long time. People come to him with news and information they want him to disseminate. Interesting, Detroit now has a no-kill dog shelter. This is a national trend, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, Doug, I've been on the board of the oldest, no-kill, largest organization for like over 30 years. It's called the Bidowy Home. They're based in New York and on Long Island. They have cemeteries. It's the oldest no-kill shelter. So this is something I've been fighting for years and years and years. And there's organizations and groups all over the country now forming no-kill. For example, in Los Angeles, there's No-Kill LA, which does a tremendous job. So I think it's the wave of the future, and it's the right thing to do. I mean, 4 to 6 million dogs and cats are killed every single year in the U.S. For no other reason other than there are not enough homes.
I told you, we went to the Brooklyn no-kill shelter to get Millie, the dog that we have now, and she is a delight. She's a little, she needs to be trained a little. She's a little overprotective, but she's such a sweet, smart dog. And that's, you know, we saved her from the ultimate fate. And there's so many of these dogs that you see every day. You want to save them all. Support one of these things if there's one around you in whatever way you can. All right.
And, you know, it's interesting, Doug, because a lot of the reasons that dogs wind up at shelters, and cats for that matter, is behavioral issues. That's why I spend the majority of my time working with shelters, helping to resolve these issues, which can all be resolved. They can all be resolved with some time and patience.
All right. Now, about 35, 40 seconds here. What do we do with this Minnesota dentist who killed the lion?
You don't really want me to answer that on the air, Doug. You really don't want me to answer.
Now, you
First
can give us
of
something
all, how anyone, how anyone can pick up a gun and look in the eyes of an animal and kill it for a trophy. Food is a whole different ballgame, but kill it for a trophy is way beyond my ability to understand. So I think the guy should be prosecuted and sent to jail.
Well, I'm betting that his career is over as well, because everybody's found out every bit of dirt on this guy they could find now that he's become so notorious. But people just don't think about stuff like this, and it needs to be thought through. Thank you. Warren Eckstein, check him out at PetShow.com. Hugs and kisses.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.